Democratic state lawmakers met privately, off and on all day yesterday, before eventually canceling a meeting that was scheduled for the Budget Committee. They still plan to wrap up work on the rest of the budget today. That includes school aid, Medicaid, shared revenue for local governments, and the state's prisons budget. Put those together, and in dollar terms, you're talking about more than three-quarters of the new state spending plan for the next 2 years. Assembly Committee Co-Chair Mark Pocan said Democrats had reached an agreement in those areas. He would not disclose the details last night, but said they'd mostly be similar to what the governor described in a broad outline last week.
Now we're ready to do it. It's just a matter of getting it in the proper format, making sure we're crossing the T's and dotting the I's, which is what we're doing, and we're catching little things. We want to make sure it's done just right, but there's no substantive changes different than what we've talked about. It's really just putting it together so that we can come out here and show the cuts that it takes to fix the budget.
Minority Republicans on the Budget Committee were left on the sidelines yesterday, leaving GOP Assemblyman Robin Voss to speculate.
Well, I am still anxiously waiting to see what the Democrats have negotiated in their closed-door secret meetings. Republicans have been waiting patiently so that we can be involved in the process to represent taxpayers, because it seems like nobody else in the room cares about taxpayers, but all the special interests know what's going on.
Lawmakers are also scheduled to vote on the state's transportation budget. Committee Co-Chair Pocan said that's an area where they would differ from the governor, although Pocan would not get specific. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.